Jaco Pastorius, who is just dear to me. This song is called Virginia. I wrote it for my grandmother. I'm going to tell you all about each of these songs if you don't mind. And she had Alzheimer's. And I was playing this song for her one day. I told her I wrote her a tune. Walked in the room and she said, you know, she whispers, you know, you realize she doesn't know what's going on. She doesn't know what you're doing. And my grandma slapped her hand and told her to be quiet because I was playing a song for her. The power of music.
Thank you.
Her name was Virginia.
Alright, we're making our way up here.
I feel good, everybody.
First of all, welcome to Eddie's Attic. Thank you so, so much for being here tonight. Happy Easter. So glad you're here. We have got a real special evening for you as we celebrate the release of Charlie's new CD right here in front of you. If you don't have this, you need to pick it up. CD for sale, as well as a number of other things on the other side of the staircase out there in the little room in between here and the patio. So at the break, at work, stop and pick something up. They'll be awfully glad you did. A couple of things, so if you've not been to the market before, turn off your cell phones. We know this is a little crazy, we're trying to sell you a lot of Budweiser's, but we're going to ask you to hush up when the music's going on. I hope that's a good thing. You're going to want to hear these songs. Every one of these guys behind me that Charlie's assembled tonight, there's going to be a few more that show up in the back. They're headliners in their own right. And Charlie's going to tell you a lot about them, but this is a pretty special band. So let's give you a warm, warm welcome for the Charlie Hoop Project.
Thank you.
hope y'all can feel what I'm feeling. I really, really do. I hope you do, because it's amazing. I don't want me to talk between each one, but I do have to tell you about these songs. That was Jack Jones on the drum, John, by the way. And how about Rafael Pereira, who's been playing drums for me? From São Paulo, Brazil, everybody. These songs were constructed in a very weird way. Oliver came into the studio, and we started playing a New Orleans groove, and I was like, man, you know, that's not what I'm trying to do. I said, play that country thing you do on Palette, that's something like that. And so he played what he started playing. And then Ricky Fargo was in the studio and said, Ricky, man, do a little African kind of thing on the drums. And then I started playing something, and Jody came in and said, no, don't play that. That's not good. By the way, I love this man more than anybody except for my wife. And
I appreciate that.
Jody Davies. He's, Jody was there the entire time, maybe more than I was. So anything you hear, any kind of credit that is due, you got to turn to this man and thank him. And I thank him dearly. He's the best friend I ever had in the world. It's beautiful. So real quick, back to Snake Woman. We just wrote the groove. We came up with the groove. I started playing a reggae thing. And then we started talking about the Snake Woman. And I saw this special voodoo and bottle tree. And it just all came together. It was a beautiful thing. Anyway. My friend Marcus Anderson right here, y'all. I'll tell you about this one in a minute. Because when you have peace inside, you got peace on the outside. On the outside, what I'm saying. When you have peace, no! Showed up one morning and I said, hey man, I need you to sing. He said, sing what? I said, sing whatever you sing. You know, I don't know, sing something. All that stuff is supposed to be first take, off the hook. He's just making it up, going along, and yeah, I'm telling you. And so then he sang, and I said, okay, now play your sax. right here. Just take one more glass. So I've done all I can to let these guys do what they do. We had a couple of tunes, like, man, Oliver Wood would sound good right here. Well, why don't we call Oliver Wood? Miss Heather Latrell, we're going to have her back up in just a second, y'all. Let's go back to my roots and go down to New Orleans, Louisiana. I grew up in Lafayette, but Chase and I are ready to move down there and then go take care of my nephew. That's some beautiful stuff. Second line. Thank you. And she takes me on boats and stuff. Go hang out with people. We met an English redneck on the Leonard Skinner cruise. How about that? Me and Tom did. That's right. You know you're an English redneck if you're if your monster truck got a steering wheel on the right side. By ourselves. All right. So she's amazing. She's beautiful. She's wonderful. My wife wrote the words to this next song, but it's actually me talking. If that makes sense. And on the CD, my beautiful, wonderful brother John plays steel drums. So see, you can listen to this all night, but there's stuff on the CD that, you know, steel drums. Am I? You think we should? The first one. All right, we're going to sing it together.
It sounds so much better when we do it together, Charles.
She's the only one. No, they all get no ideas now.
I still get a look every time.
It's because she pays me sometimes. I'm like, she's got hurt.
Bye.
Let's have a little turn on this one. How about this is y'all not getting on the drums anymore? Yeah. He's either gonna sing later without the drums. He's just gonna stay there and sing. Cause his belly looking good. You know, I gotta say, you know, man, I love every single one of these people up here. John's been through a lot and just got over some major surgery and he's doing real good. He's healthy and that's all I ask for in life, you know what I'm saying? Just that we're healthy and feel good and can live another day to play. I make the mistake of telling my wife I play for a living. My wife, her name is Tracy, because I always call her my wife, so I say, my wife. She's beautiful, I love her. But I make the mistake of telling her I play for a living. So she's like, when I get home, she's like, get to work. She's my everything, everybody. And actually, the last song she wrote, this next song is about her. Oh, no, wait, it's not. It's your song, isn't it? No, let's do your song. This song's not about her. This is Marcus. This is Marcus Simpson right here, y'all. This is 2-6 of King Johnson. That's 1/3, I think.
Thank you.
Jones. Jack Jones coming back up. How about Oliver Wood right here? You know, Oliver's the only other guitar player to play on the xylophone record. The only one. That's awesome.
Nate Nelson played over there.
The xylophone. Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
Y'all remember Jody? The one that did everything else? Y'all give Jody some love. Come on. Couldn't ask for a better friend, y'all. This one's about my wife. I wasn't feeling good for her one day. I thought about her. I felt a little bit better to get through the day. That's all I needed.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stallone doing the sound for us. Come on, man. Jack Jones once again on the drums, y'all, from Monroe, Louisiana. That's my Louisiana brother right here, y'all. Y'all give it up for Jack Jones on the drums. Record and then some, you know, and everybody's been so gracious to me in the city to, you know, the friends I made, the musicians I get to play with, it's amazing, it's just awesome. There's some great music in this city, y'all. Yeah. I'm gonna be real blunt with you right now. Y'all need to come out and see us already, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we're trying to make a living. We putting good stuff out there for you. You got it, right? You know that, yo. You can't be complaining. Man, I'm not doing no good. It's there. Nate Nelson's at Northside Tavern every Tuesday night for free. Eddie's Attic, right? How about this beautiful place, Eddie's Attic? You know, it's the first time I've played here. I picked this place because, man, everybody, it's cool. Because it's cool, that's why. I love this venue. It's gorgeous. All right, this next song, y'all. This is the dedication for the CD, y'all. This is the only cover song on the CD, and I'm gonna do my best to get through this right here, right now. Donnie McCormick wrote this. Yeah. I have to tell you the story. I hope y'all are patient with me right now. I have to tell you this. The way this came about, you know, my wife, Tracy, this is Tracy Wooten and I, we're at Donnie's in his last days, and he went up to the piano and he played the C major chord. Sitting in the shade, played that major chord on the sunny day. And he was singing it real soft like that. And he kept going back and forth. And I asked him, I said, man, what is that? That's beautiful. I gotta know what it is. He said, it's one of mine. And I asked him if I could record it. And he said, yes. And I asked him, I said, can I hear the original? He said, no, I don't want you to hear the original. I want you to go record what you heard. So you gotta go buy the original because it don't sound that like this. Matter of fact, usually when you see us live, those songs Oliver's singing, I'm playing them a different way. Anyway, so not only is this for Donnie Mac, but, all right. The morning, Tuesday, it was a Tuesday morning, maybe Wednesday morning, and Sean Costello was supposed to come to Jody's and record this guitar solo. Message on my phone. I thought, oh, you don't know how to get here. And it wasn't Sean. It was the private investigator calling me because my number was in the last number on the phone. And they told me that they found him. And he wasn't here anymore. So, Sean, love you, Donnie. The only other person that could play that guitar solo was Mr. Oliver Woods. We called Oliver. Oliver and I had our moments with Donnie and Sean. We put a CD out. I talked to Damian Lewis the other day. We're going to try to do it the right way and get it all nice and legal and put out a CD, Coup de Ville. Donnie, Oliver, and Sean are on. We're going to talk about it. No promises, but we're going to do our best because it's beautiful music. And I'd like to invite one of my best friends in the whole world, Mr. John McKnight, to sing the song. And I gotta mention Magic Pup, because Magic Pup left us to do this here. He missed it. Brother that we lost, y'all, and that was part of King Johnson, which was Adam Merweather. And so this CD, y'all, is just, you know, dedicated to all these beautiful people that aren't here with us anymore.
Thank you.
come right on board. We're totally off schedule. Just like I like it. Bob Smalling. The owner's smiling, y'all. Give him a thumbs up right there. You know, because I know the Eddie's Attic is not used to these many instruments on the stage at one time. Everybody, I mean, how beautiful are these guys that they can play this room with electric instruments? I mean, it's not too loud, is it? Is it sounding good? It's perfect. It sounds good. And I'd like to thank Eddie's Attic again profusely for letting me do this and bringing all this in here, because this is not the norm here, and I feel blessed. I feel real blessed. And we're gonna do two more, but let me just say a couple of things. I gotta thank some more people. I gotta thank G from Dirty South and Liz Lee for helping me out. And I gotta thank Z-Man over here for recording the audio. G's doing the video. They're not doing it live, but you can go to Dirty South TV and get the video. And then,
also go to CharlieWooten.com.
And you can even misspell it. How about that too? It's T-O-N, in case you're wondering. If you should buy a shirt, you can just go, number 27, oop, 72. See what I'm saying? Y'all know that joke? Anybody? Hello? Z-Man, you can just Google Z-Man. He's recording all kind of live shows for us. People are listening to us in Colorado and California and New York and all over the world because of the beautiful, wonderful internet stuff going on. And next set, because I'm too nervous right now, I'm going to pull out the only other bass that's ever been, well, my frontless, besides this bass, tonight will be the only other bass ever pulled out on stage with me. And Mr. Mike Delaney right there made it. Yeah. It stayed out of Redwood, and it's beautiful. They made it just for me. I'm the guy. Can you believe it? Check this out. I'm good. Yes, dear. Jason? Tracy said, tip for me, thank you. Jason did all what did he do? The graphics on the CD and the artwork and did a beautiful job. Thank you. And he does the posters. If you ever see any of those Out of Funk posters, and there's a new Out of Funk poster coming out. He did that. He does all that good stuff. Hal Horowitz, are you here? Can you come? I hope you're here. If not, we're going to be... Oh, there he is. Right on. That guy is awesome. Thanks to Marcus and just the people I know. I don't know if y'all seen that. I'm a brag for myself because I'm proud. I'm excited. I'm sharing with y'all. I'm 12 years old right now. Georgia Music Magazine. Yes. How about that? And how about the creative loafing? I've been here how many years? Thank you, Hal Horowitz. You know, and the thing is, we've only had a conversation, and all he did was listen to my CD, and he got it. And I can't thank him enough. And let me tell you a little bit about the CD. I know I'm talking a lot. I'm trying to keep it short. But this whole CD, shut up, Joey. It's about all the influences, I'm going to slow down, that I got to experience in my life growing up. I grew up in Lafayette, Louisiana. I grew up kind of playing jazz. And I went through this whole scholastic thing of learning theory and knowing notes and all this stuff, and then I got a gig with Chubby Carey and the Bayou Swamp Band. And let's see, this is what I did for 6 hours straight. My F and my C were dirty, dirty, dirty. The rest of the strings were beautiful. That was it. One night we were doing kind of the same. I started playing some other notes. Chubby turned to me and said, if I don't play the bass line, I'm fired. So, and that was all about, you know, the Louisiana music, it's all about the dance and the language and the food. And you know, you go with your aunts and your uncles and your cousins and your nephews and your grandparents. Everybody goes. And it's beautiful. And so I got to play, I get to play with Ruben Hoffa, but he's not the one that really introduced me to Brazilian music. Marcelo Camera and Roberto Gonzalez from Tropicus 22. I don't know if y'all remember that band.
Yeah.
But man, we would play to, it was the same kind of thing. It was nothing but Brazilians there, and they did their dance. And when I was learning the music, it was the basic line. They're like, man, you're not doing it right. You're not doing nothing wrong. You're not doing it right. And then this pretty Brazilian girl started dancing in front of me. And everybody said, oh, that's it. You got it. So they made a dance in front of me for like 3 days. I loved it. It was beautiful. She was fine. I mean, my wife was finer than her, but she was... I always knew she was going to have black hair, dark skin, and brown eyes. And I kept going to South America, little did I know she was Native American right here in my home. I love you. So I got to do that with the Brazilians. I got to play some Cuban music. And what I realized, all ethnic music goes back to the same thing, root and fifth. I could do it all day long. Root and fifth. Music. The music, the dance, the food, the smells, the language, all that. So living in Lafayette, Louisiana, I got to play with a guy named Mohamed Bangora from West Africa. And the rehearsals were just play a groove for an hour, don't get louder, don't get softer, don't speed up, don't slow down. Same groove for an hour over and over. And he just, it just put it in us to just groove. So Jody came up with this guitar lick, and I'd been listening to a lot of African stuff at the time. And so we wrote this together. Jody wrote the bridge. Trust me, when you get to the, don't try to figure it out. Even Oliver Wood, of all people, had to call him and go, what's going on? So this song, and another cool thing is it's very philosophical. It's, you know, Jody and I have been friends for a long time. I know, I'm still talking. So the words are really cool, especially the first line of the second verse. See if you can hear it.
Thank you.
Magnuson, Oliver Wood, John McKnight, Jack Jones, Mark Rodemont. How come? Y'all get up off of back there. How, that's a good looking kid. Heather Littrell. We're praying that Caroline Aiken's going to show up. She has some car trouble, so we're hoping she's fixed it. Also, would like to thank Count Mutu, who was played on the record, and Ricky Fargo also did a lot of good stuff on the record. And my brother, John Wooten, played vibes and percussion and steel drums on the record. And I'm going to ask these guys to give me a second. I'm going to play one more for y'all. And we're going to take a very short pause. Do y'all want to stick around? Do y'all want more music? Can we take a short break? Very, very short. And we got, because y'all got to go buy stuff. That's why. But I got this one more to play for you. There's a story behind it, but all I'm going to tell you is I wrote this for my wife, too. Her name's Tracy, and I love her. Raphael, where you going? Raphael actually played on, and I just gave him the bass track and said, do what you do. And oh my goodness, it's amazing. It came back that I never thought it could be that what it is. You actually can smell the jungle like dew at the beginning. You can. Alright, y'all, I wrote this for my wife and gave it to her for Christmas one year because I didn't have no money. And the next year I bought all kind of presents and she wanted to know where her song was, so. That's my story, I'm sticking to it. Y'all not going anywhere, are you?
The Z-Man, Charlie Wooten Project, Eddie's Attic, CD Release Party, Gator, Georgia, 4-4-2010, FOB, DRFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Shep, CCM4Bs, Lunatec, V2, Benchmark, 82K, Sound Devices, 722, 10 feet from stage, 7 feet in the air, in the sweet spot, show number 87 of 2010.
So we're gonna see what happens. Sounds good. Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
It's made out of 100-year-old redwood and it's curly, which is means it's a really huge tree because redwood doesn't naturally curl. And that's awesome. And my wife is from Northern California. Redwood country. Something. That's something. We're going to do a tune right now that used to do with Coupe de Ville with Donnie Mack and Oliver, and Nate does it. This is Nate Nelson right here. And can somebody bring me a stool? A stool for Nate? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nelson, y'all. Give it up to Thank you, Nelson. This young gentleman did not play on the record, but he has been playing with me and playing the songs off the record. And he is, he's 14. Wait, I'm 18 years old now. I can finally legally be in the places that I play the guitar. That's great. Not really. Tell me after he plays this song that he wrote, and we're playing the one that I like to play. I'm sorry. So, and the thing is, he wrote this a long time. How old were you when you wrote this one?
Black in the
womb. And his mom's my vocal coach. Notice I didn't sing much to him. One more thing before I forget to welcome to the Charlie Wooten family, Mr. Mike Stiver and Rick Doviak over there are here to help you out and get this beautiful music that these wonderful musicians are on out there to the world. So they're going to be doing things like asking y'all to do, you know, street team and spread the word. So if you get some emails from Mr. Mike Stiver or Rick Doviak, please pay attention to them because they are really, they are my godsend right now to help me do everything to make this big, to make it all possible. So, I just wanted to say that before I forgot. Ladies and gentlemen, Jordan Gonzalez.
Thank you.
gentlemen, Mr. Charlie Wooten right here. Having all these musicians come and sit with him tonight, I think that speaks a lot to who he is as a person, sharing the stage the way he does every night. So let's give him a big round of applause. That helped me make that happen, and other things, just being there for me, giving me a place to stay when I come back to Atlanta after moving to New Orleans. But I love you very much. I love you guys. Thank you so much for believing in me. You know, man, it's been a long, tough journey, y'all. I'll be 40 in June, and I have not felt this good my whole life. I went through some rough times, and because of this man sitting right by my side through the whole thing, I was able to get through it. Because of my beautiful wife, my beautiful family, because of y'all. I'm telling you, I can't wait. I'm just born yesterday, I'm telling you.
We love you, Johnny!
We're gonna do a Johnny Davis song right here for y'all.
Work is done and practice.
Nate, are you singing? Is Nate here? Is Nate still here? Heather, do you sing? Is Heather still here? It's a Donnie Mac team. And the only other person that ever dared try to sing it was Sean Costello. So really, none of us are. I mean, Mom only had a job. Heather, do you know how to sing Have You No Shame? Does he know how to sing it? Sorry for the interruption. It's worth it, trust me, it's beautiful. Yo, what's up? Let's do something funky. Say what?
Why don't you break down your bass in? Say what? Break it in.
Does this thing sound awesome or what? Yeah, I just want to do something nice and funky. Let me think about it.
Man, when you learn to play, it's really going to sound good.
Are you done?
Yeah. That was it.
I tell you, I'll play it a little bit for y'all in the end.
Thank you.
I gotta tell them what it is. It's just E and A. Sykes, Tuesday with Sky. Then the other part's the C sharp minor. F sharp minor. Thank you. out tonight.
Thank you.
Charlie Wooten Project, Eddie's Attic, Decatur, Georgia, 4-4-2010, FOB, DRFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, Chef, CCM4Vs, Lunatech, V2, Benchmark, 82K, Sound Devices, 722, 10 feet from stage, 7 feet in the air, in the sweet spot for show number 87 of 2010.